know you came here to say, if you a freak, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, so let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Matt Wilhelm, Kevin Jones, and Jason Gibbs with you for the next 2 hours with a loaded show and some of our Ohio Business Machine hot topics for today. We will be ranking the Browns quarterbacks heading into training camp, McCown Manziel, Connor Shaw, Thaddeus Lewis, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most. How confident are you in these four guys and this position prior to training camp? We want to hear from you all show long, 216-578-0850. As always, today is Mailbag Wednesday, so you can tweet at the show, Browns_daily, and we'll take your tweets periodically throughout the show. But KJ, what's up, man?
By the way, I'm honored that Browns Daily just followed me on Twitter. It took about a year, but shout out Gibbs. Thanks for following me, man.
Did you run that show?
I was appalled on Twitter that we didn't follow you. And I swore that we did.
Should we blame Megan Rock? Because she used to run that handle a little bit.
I would totally throw her under the bus.
Okay.
In this situation.
I'll confront her after the show. But I was honored to be followed by Browns Daily. Good to be with you guys.
You know
what? It is good.
It's funny because I try to go through before the season starts and make sure we're following all the players and we're retweeting them and things like that. And I look and I'm like, Kevin Jones? Wait, we follow Kevin Jones. No, we don't.
But the buzz here is in Berea, just going down to get lunch. It is locked and loaded with the Browns rookies who reported to camp today. And another Ohio Business Machine hot topic I want to share with you all is, why are the Browns one of the only three teams reporting today? I believe the Baltimore Ravens and the New Orleans Saints as well.
Why isn't every team reporting? This kind of confuses me. Giving these guys extra break, I mean, they have a lot of time off. Matt, what is kind of your take on that?
My take on it is the head coach and general manager, in this case, Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, and these position coaches put their heads together that they want that additional work. You know, we didn't get to see Danny Shelton because he was out at Washington graduating, and congrats to him. So you want to get these guys in, get them acclimated. And in olden days, when you reported this early, I would always, you know, even as a rookie, I didn't want to come in early 3-4 days and get my body, you know, physically out of it before the vets even reported. But what my understanding is that this is going to be very limited on the field work, heavy classroom work. And if I could get into the head or get into the, you know, those coaches meetings, it's going to be schooling these guys on their expectations of how to be a pro now that their job has officially started.
I love seeing the players back in the building. I saw Chris Tabor today, and this is my favorite tradition of his. He has a workout before lunch every day. He works out really hard before lunch, and I just saw him sweating in there. So for me, it's so exciting. I'm the writer for the website. I need people back in the building.
You do.
I need people to interview. I need people to talk to. What is going on with this team? But Matt, I just don't understand why other teams aren't reporting early. Why are they giving these guys extra vacation? I'm glad the Browns are doing this. It seems to me like other teams are dropping the ball a little bit. I mean,
not necessarily. You gotta have to understand is we have 12 draft picks, you know, two of which most likely are going to Randall Telfer and Ifo will start the season on PUP or injured reserve of some sort.
Both of them have been here for a couple weeks, by the way.
And they absolutely have. And they should be, you know, if they truly want to try to make this roster and be a contributor from this class. But to make mention, this is one of the larger classes of all 32 teams in the National Football League.
It's the biggest.
And I mean, even 10 active participants, they want to get these guys in. They want to get them acclimated to the expectations of what the next 30 days are going to look like. And for these young players, this is their first go around, as I know very well, having gone through 8 training camps, is to become a creature of habit. Get the logistics down of what training camp is going to be like. Where am I staying? Do I have my clothes? What time do I have to be there every day? Do I have weigh-in? You know, all those. You become a creature of habit where you just wake up and go some days. And the next 6 months, well, you know, 5.5 months of their lives is going to be determined by someone but themselves. So the sooner they get in for the first time in their life, the sooner they get in here, the better to become a part of that habit that all these coaches have known in their career, and these veterans will have done for some, even some of the second-year players. They know what to expect. These guys don't.
Matt, you and I were both told today will be a lot of classroom settings. So is there like a opening quiz? Is there like, let's go over
there
the playbook?
There could be.
Depending on the classroom?
Every position coach runs their own show,
okay,
per se. If Mike Pettine said, I want quizzes, then every coach is going to do it. But if he doesn't, a coach can take it upon themselves to say, hey, I want to see what you know coming back. And maybe give you, if I was a defense player, draw me up these defenses executed to a T versus this formation. And boom, you get out and you're just drawing your X's and O's. Or another coach may just have an active room where he stands in front of the whiteboard and goes, you know, Hayes Pollard, come up here and draw up
right. The
fire zone, you know, that we run down, our number one fire zone down in the red zone. And he's going to walk up and have to draw that up on the whiteboard in front of the vets. It'll be a little bit embarrassing, but in front of these rookies.
That's why they get these extra couple of days here, get
yes.
their feet under themselves
yes.
here. We're back into football. It makes sense to me.
The second nature that comes with it, even being your second year or fifth year or 10th year, as I mentioned, being a creature of habit and knowing this defense and being able to, for a lot of these guys, at least offensively, move on from last year's terminology and last year's offense, and you create a brand new file in your brain for this year's offense. The sooner that these veterans know how to basically, like a computer, they just go into their hard drive and boop, they click this offense and they know it like the back of their hand. And these rookies are just doing everything they can to grab onto that information and have it sink in. And those that it sinks in the fastest are the ones most likely that will be participating, you know, on the football field as a part of the season.
Mike Pettine gave me the privilege of sitting in on a team meeting with the rookies before they left, and he made a ton of excellent points, as Mike Pettine always does. But one thing that really stuck out to me, Matt, he said, your assistant coaches are here for a reason. Ask them questions. Don't be that guy scared to ask questions and think you know what you're doing. Don't be the guy that's in here who acts like he's a five-year veteran. It's okay to be confused. It's okay during training camp to make mistakes. Just don't make the same mistake twice.
And this few days before the vets report is truly, as we've all been told at school, no question is a dumb question. Ask all those dumb questions now.
Before the veterans get here.
Before the veterans come back, because the vet's going to go, you know, razz you at lunch or on the field. Like, you dummy, you knew that. Why'd you ask that? You knew it was blah, blah, blah. But now ask those dumb questions. Ask all those questions that have you feeling cloudy about your role. Have you feeling cloudy in a certain setting, you know, whether it's offensive or defensive football. Ask those questions now. Iron them out so that you want to come in for these guys that want to contribute, or for a guy like that, as you look at this class, I think has to perform extremely well to make this team is Charles Gaines.
Right.
Because we're so heavy and so talented at corner. And we had him here in the dog bowl. He goes, I just ask questions. I ask Joe. I ask Tremont. You know,
a good room
Coach
for him
Glenn.
To be in.
It is. It's a great room for him to be in. But he's got to be on top of his game, playbook-wise and physically performing on the field, to make this roster. And whatever he can do in the next 4 or 5 days before those vets report to come in on an even playing field gives him the best shot to make this roster.
Matt, outside of quarterback and all that position entails, what position is the toughest adjustment? Who is going to have the toughest adjustment as a rookie for the Browns coming in here playbook-wise? Is it Duke Johnson because he wasn't really used as a blocker or running?
I'll go through who I feel is going to contribute. I don't think it's going to be that difficult for Danny Shelton to learn the playbook and execute it, and you shouldn't be in the 12th overall pick. I don't think it's going to be that difficult for Cam Irving because we saw him bounce around throughout OTAs at different positions.
I'll argue that it is because they're putting so much on his plate, and there's so much communication necessary for offensive linemen. I think Cam Irving...
Not so much at right guard, and also that they wouldn't give him so much if they didn't think he could handle it.
I have a theory about Cam Irving, and I think that he's talented enough to start, and at right guard, I think him and John Greco are right on the same level, but I think the Browns have a plan, and I don't have any sources telling me this, but this is just my opinion. The Browns are not going to start him week one, and any injury that comes up, he's ready to plug and play.
Sure.
I think that kind of a theory with Cam Irving is smart, a very smart approach his first year, and then you transition to him a position next year, but he is insurance.
A lot will have to do with how he practices in pads at a pro level and then performs in those preseason games, regardless, whether he's with the first unit or the second unit. If he's flawless, you then start rotating him in those first team reps.
I mean, I hate to bring this up, Joe Thomas, Mitchell Schwartz, they both never miss a snap in their career. Law of averages.
Alex Mack was the same way last year, and look what happened.
You know, you want to have that guy ready to go that can play all those positions. He brings versatility. So while I think that maybe he's more talented already than John Greco, it might behoove the Browns to have that piece there ready to plug in so you're not shuffling all those guys.
And to your point, minus the tackles, Greco can be that guy at guard and center. You know, where he becomes, so you start Cam at right guard, and Greco becomes your internal flex lineman.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point, and we want your take too, so tweet us for the Browns mailbag.
Yeah.
Do you think Cam Irving should start his career on the bench as a versatile chess piece? It's a theory being floated out there, and I sort of believe that could be the best thing for him as a rookie, but we know he's a smart guy.
He absolutely is.
He's picking up things quickly.
And to continue down the road, I think, you know, Nate Orchard is going to have a limited pass rush specific role early in the season. The same way Duke Johnson, as I mentioned last couple of days with Jim Donovan, is going to be a third down out of the backfield type package for him that will, of course, grow based on his production. Vince Maley is a guy that I feel is going to be the fifth wide receiver on this roster.
He's a deep threat.
He's a big threat. He's a guy that has to grow an awful lot in training camp because he's missed time, you know, going full go, wearing the red jersey.
With a thumb injury.
If he's full go, getting off that press, getting up into a routes, finding those windows in an NFL defense and be able to make the catch in traffic, as big as he is, that's why you draft him.
I want to give Vince a shout-out, too, and we said Ifo and Randall Telfer. These guys have been in Berea for weeks now. They've been rehabbing. They're really taking this seriously. They want to make an impact this season. You know, earlier in the segment, I mentioned Mike Pettine let me sit in on a team meeting. He said, I don't care where you're drafted or who you are, if we think you can make this team and make this team a better team, you're playing. So you have to prepare like you're going to play for this team. And there's 9 undrafted guys here, too. There's 21 rookies in the building right now, Matt Wilhelm.
Yep.
That is a ton.
It is a ton. And again, we want to hear from you today, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at Browns_daily with the hashtag mailbag. And as I mentioned, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank these quarterbacks, McCown, Manziel, Shaw, and Lewis? And then to continue Jim Donovan and I's discussion yesterday, which Browns rookie will make the biggest impact on this team in 2015? We've got a loaded show for you, as I've said. We're going to hear at 1:30, we're going to hear from Browns quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell, new addition to the staff. At 2 p.m., we're going to hear from Mike Sando, ESPN NFL insider. And he creates a very cool platform that we're going to get into. He puts out his 2015 NFL quarterback tier rankings.
And he's talked to about 30, 40 sources around the league.
He has.
Defensive coordinators, executives, general managers.
Personnel guys.
Players.
And what he does, he creates 4 tiers in this case. And the best way I can describe it is tier 1 is leader of the pack, can carry a bad team and still compete for a championship.
Franchise quarterback.
Tier 2 is a very talented quarterback, but needs some talent around him to make the push towards winning a championship. Tier 3 needs excellent surroundings, the ideal situation for these quarterbacks to be able to take their team to a Super Bowl. And tier 4 are quarterbacks who essentially are a year-to-year stopgap fix in the National Football League.
It's an excellent article series. Can't wait to get into that with Mike Sando.
It's going to be great. And then lastly, as we continue to preview preseason and regular season opponents, we're going to hear from, and Gibbs, who are we hearing from today from the 49ers?
We're going to hear from Joe Fann.
He's their lead guy for 49ers.com, correct?
Exactly.
And that's going to be an interesting interview because there are some culture issues there. Jim Harbaugh leaves. You know, there's kind of some reports of tension, and they kind of hire within.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to get the take on a guy who's inside that building later on in the show.
It is. It's going to be great. And ironically, I did play for the 49ers. I know Jim Tomasula. But this to me was the easiest. I always write down talking points, questions that I want to get into when we have, you know, either a national or a team perspective. And I've got a laundry list of things that I want to talk to him. Anything from offensive line, the third wide receiver, the new head coach, all the guys retiring.
They could
Reggie
be bad.
Reggie Bush, Carlos Hyde.
Matt, the 49ers could be bad.
Which Colin Kaepernick are we going to see? That's my lead question. Which one are we going to see? What does he look like this offseason? So we're got a loaded show for you today. We want to hear from you all show long. 216-578-0850. Matt Wilhelm with you. Kevin Jones with you for the next hour and 45 minutes. Jason Gibbs on the board. He's going to be contributing as well. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.